Let us pray for all God's people, for each according to their needs. As we prepare our annual celebration of your incarnation, Lord, let us bear in mind the true meaning of the approaching season of festivities. When the time comes for us to greet one another in our various traditional ways, we are acutely aware that for much of humanity, the season of Christmas this year will be far from merry, and the new year will be rather a sad one. Many people across the world will be restricted or prevented from meeting their friends and relatives due to the measures put in place to prevent the spread of coronavirus, whilst a significant number will be mourning the loss of loved ones. Help us, O Heavenly Father, to focus our minds on the parts of Christmas which are most important, and cast away the secular irrelevances and commercial trappings associated with this season. Let us use the messages of the angels to refresh our intention to show peace and goodwill toward all people, not only during Christmastide, but for another year. Inspire us through your Holy Spirit, as we worship the babe in the manger, that we may be a support to others in their time of need, and play our own part, however insignificant it may seem, in the fulfillment of your loving purposes on earth. We recognize that we will be found wanting at times, and fall short of your expectations of us. We are sorry for our imperfections. Be with us when we fall and give us the strength to pick ourselves up and carry on. When, at the last, we can no longer bear the weight, look upon us with mercy, forgive us our sins and carry us homeward into your marvelous light. Light of the world, we come to you with open hearts. Come now, and enter in, our Lord Emmanuel. We conclude our prayer in the words our Saviour taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our service ends with the closing hymn, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, sung to the tune Kruger.